them purpose. My feet are strong. Ain't nothing waving. Cause eternal will and service is mine. Sing it and say. Strength in my mind is built up. In God's eternal will and purpose. My feet are planted. Ain't nothing waving. Cause eternal will and service.
One more time, sing it. I am not moved. I am not moved in season and out of season. I am found staying in one place. I am found staying in one place. And that is in preaching the gospel. Whether there is a pandemic or whether there is a celebration on the earth, I am not moved. I stay. My mind is strengthened in the gospel of Christ, in the word of his truth.
My feet are planted. In nothing way, God's eternal will and service. My mind is strengthened. My mind is built up in God's eternal will and purpose. My feet are planted in nothing waving. God's eternal will and service is mine.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just pray over that for 2 minutes. My feet is planted. My feet is planted. I see that city. Whose builder and maker is God. So my feet is planted. Why we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For things which are seen are temporal, but things which are not seen are eternal. So these things which are not seen, they are the basis for our confession. They are the primary. They are the primary. Oh. My feet is planted in this. My feet is planted in this. My feet is planted in this. I'm built up. Come on, pray. Oh, why not just pray for your neighbor? Pray for this person beside you. Your feet is planted. Pray for him or her. Let's do that for the next 2 minutes. Pray for your neighbor. Pray for your neighbor. Say your feet is planted in the ministry of Jesus. You'll not be fun living a meaningless life. Your life counts in the purpose of God for men. Your life counts. 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 Come on, pray for that person. Your life counts. Your life counts. Pray, pray, pray. Come on, pray. Your life counts. You are built up. You are built up. You are built up. You are built up. Come on, you are built up. You are built up. You are built up. Pray, 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 pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost for that person. Tell him he's built up. You are not discouraged. You are built up. You are built up. You are built up. Pala pataka pala te pala yigateta. Pali bata pala katateta. Last take pala pratatateta also. You are built up, okay? You are built up. 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 Last take a week and manuals to go vapa pakatis take a vial like a tidos. You are built up. You are built up. You are built up. La 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 take a viantis zakapante to stay. You are built up. You are built up. You are built up. You are built up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Take your seat. Take your seat. Yeah. You are built up. Imagine Abraham, it was said of Abraham that he was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And people today, people quote Abraham looking for earthly things. Your feet stays in this. Like, steady in this. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
There's a Christianity of let us use God to look for things. That's not Christianity. That is idol worship. Let us use God, okay, to make things happen. Let us use God to make money. Let us use God to make our ends meet. Let us use God to get married well. That is idolatry. That's not Christianity. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what he was saying. That should be Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first. Proton. That's proton is the first word in the Greek alphabet. Alpha is first word. Proton is first number. And proton. We have proton, we have neutron, all those deuteron. If you know your biology. So seek ye first. Proton, first, priority. That means every other thing should come after this, not before this. And we know that in the learning of God, see, you are not in the learning of God or in being called a Christian, the first thing is you have time to learn of God. Not just coming to some church every Sunday. Let me say it again. In that seeking first the kingdom of God, the first thing is I make myself available to learn. I make myself available to learn. That's what that rich young ruler is missing. You know that rich young ruler that came to Jesus? That's all he's missing. That means in seeking first the kingdom of God, I seek first to learn. Not just that I'm called a Christian. Not enough. Not at all. See my greatest identity. Say my greatest identity and my spiritual identity. Say this matters most to me. That means you are not a doctor that is a Christian. No, you are a Christian that is a doctor. You are a Christian that is a pharmacist. You are a Christian that is an engineer. You are first a Christian that is a businessman. One comes first. Okay, we have a long day ahead, so let us finish this ahead, quickly so that those who have great things to do today can go ahead and do them. Okay, Hebrews 11 verse 20 now. We stop at verse 20. So we stop at saying, like, the primary confession of a believer is not that the wealth of the nations are mine. You are not a thief, you are a believer. What's that? Your primary confession is not to say, my landlord will forget to ask for his house rent. What is that? Those are the things that we took from our idol worship background. Idol worship background. Your primary confession is not. Your confession of a believer is not. It's not God. Everybody, I'm owing money. Let them forget. God, as I'm going out today, let me jam money on the road. How long has it happened? And do you know the futility in those things? I will tell you. Is that the same hope? Okay, the same hope. The same faith that men ought to put into what you are doing right now, they will put it in those things and they will never get it. Let me explain. We have people who have been on prayer mountains since 1995, praying that what? God. In Yoruba has a way of saying it. Yoruba will say, Oloremi, my benefactor that is in Ilaorun, east, west, north, south. God, bring them. Do you know the funny part? They are never tired of the prayer. That thing bothers me. It's a big pointer. That means the same faith they ought to have directed into God's kingdom, okay? But they are directing into things. The things are not working. Yes, they are still doing it. Very sad. Fueled by rebellious preachers. Don't worry. This year is 2020. It will happen. 2020, Corona now came. The plan of every major natural plan this year was affected. Hope you know. Marriage plan. Everything. Every major. There is no parastatal of the world. There is no eat with what happened this year. Not one. To tell you that our faith in Christ cannot be in things. But guess what? Even in that time, what is happening to God's kingdom? We are advancing. Praise God. Praise God. We got more people saved. More people healed. More people filled with the Holy Ghost. More churches. Glory. 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 I had a pastor called me. That during this corona, I said they had over 400 new sales centers. I said, awesome. Glory to God. Glory. Of course, you know the only person I can be talking about. Said they have over 400 new sales centers. And some people are saying it's over, it's over, it's over. And you are bothering, and you are bothering, looking for trending news on Instagram, wasting your life. Trending news. Does it ever stop trending? There's always a new thing to occupy your mind. New thing to occupy your gaze. New thing to catch your attention. Hallelujah. We are not after trending news, amen. We are after the old rugged news. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say the word of God abides forever. Say every generation submits to the word of God. This is the word that has transcended generations. In the days of Abraham, it was there. It was not a cake. In our days, it's still here. Imagine we are reading an information that exists more than 5,000 years ago. And it's not a cake. Amen. Amen. That's serious. We are not saying one. Beyonce is trending. We are not serious. God is trending. Amen. Amen. God has been trending since. You're not saying, somebody, Osh Cocaine, what's his name? Osh Dog, whatever. Sorry. Osh, now hashtag Hot Cat up and down. What is your business? Are you happy for what happened or you are sad? Which one is your own? Just want to say, yes, me too, I know. Like, me too, I sabi. Just want to share. Okay, tell me, are you happy for the guy or you are sad? Which one? Why are you sharing this? Are you trying to tell me now? Are you trying to say it's okay or it's not okay? Which one? This is your life, amen. This is your life, gospel. Don't bother. When that one stop trending, that one will start trending very soon. Some weeks time it was off your mic, off your, you know that one? You know that one? There's always something. And before you know it, you are 36 years old. What are you doing all this way? Trending news. That's why if you are in this church, of course, and you are on Twitter. Open no church is not open. We are not on Twitter. I'm not there. I don't plan to be. And then I resign. I can't there. One time ago, I deleted it. But I know I don't have time for that. And you are Twitter. You are trending. You'll be trended. What are you doing? Trending. Your data. You'll be hungry. You prefer to buy data. Friends, data. What are they saying? Hottest news, hot Nigerian news. One of my colleagues one day was checking Naira. I just want to say, do you know that this Naira, right? No, that one. At least we have good information there. I said, that's the good information there. I said, I have never opened this site before in my life. Nairaland.com, Abi. You can in any of my browsers. I have never opened it before. I'll be saying, Davido X says this about him. You are reading about what are you looking for? Are you what are you, self? You're reading about David O.X. Now the assurance has finished. What is your business? Hallelujah. Say, I'm proud of my identity. That's the point. Be proud of it. Be proud of God. Don't trend. Don't follow the trend. Okay, where's Dagrin today now? Oh, you don't know him, Dagrin. Sorry, don't know him. No need. He said the glory of men is as the grass. And that's what you now waste your life doing. And God says you have something that will be rewarded eternally. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, let's do our job. So, I say Romans, sorry, Hebrews 11, right? Stop at verse 20. Let's finish this chapter and then we go. Okay, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Again, what is faith? Look at your Bible, please. If you look at the Bible, everybody, I will finish quickly. You need to be used to this. You used to Bible study. A believer should be used to Bible study. That's a believer. I know it's not your fault that you are being like your life is like this. That's what we are trying to correct right now. Okay? Your life should have been used to Bible study from age KKR. You should be used to it. not bedtime stories. Amen, amen.
Amen.
That's the call here. You are used to God from His word, from prayer, from evangelism, from His supernatural. You are used to it. Praise God.
Amen.
A lot of people here, we're all professionals here. We all have different disciplines. But yeah, this is the koko malodun. Amen, amen. Say this is the koko malodun. Ask a Yoruba person beside you for the meaning. If you don't know the meaning. Because this is a big deal. This is a real thing. Okay, so by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Again, what is faith? Christ believed and Christ spoken. Okay? That's faith. By faith, he blessed. What is faith? Christ believed and Christ spoken. Christ believed and Christ spoken. Christ believed and Christ spoken. Wow. Right. You know, something is funny there, Shah. You know, he didn't say by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and cursed Esau. Maybe we need to think about that. Should have said Isaac blessed Jacob alone. Say he blessed Jacob and Esau. Let me not go into those stories today. Okay, 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, okay, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped leaning upon the top of his staff. So, different ages, different expression, but the same thing believed. Same bottom line, same denominator. Faith. Christ believed, Christ spoken. 22. By faith, Jacob, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. So before he said that, he has believed something. He said something. Verse 20, 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. So you see, these stories were not written because of the exploits, but because of faith in Christ. Faith in Christ. Now, all this while, you have been seeing lots of... So these stories were not written because of the exploits, okay? But because of faith in Christ. I'm sure you write as much as you can down, okay? Normally, your sermon note must be a potential preaching note in tomorrow. That's a believer. That's how it ought to be. Your sermon note must be a potential preaching note. That means you must not have a note that you yourself know that in the next 3 months I will not see this thing. That this thing it will have tear, wear away. That's not, you're not serious. You must get something, okay? Get something. If you are practicing, medicine students know this very well. They treasure their notes because they know one day they will meet a patient that they quickly remember what they taught them in foreign level. They will refer to it. Are you with me? That's the same thing we are doing here. Oh, do you want to stop being a Christian next 3 years? Hello, how long is your profession? So how should your note be? A note that can abide for how long? Hallelujah! Let's see your note if you can abide forever. Praise God! Let's see your note. Can your note abide forever? Amen. Give your note a punch. Let's see. Will you stand? Someone say, Pastor, give your unto a punch. You have a nose that can stay forever. The things that you have heard of me among many witnesses. Same what? Commit unto what? Faithful men. The man that will be born tomorrow, he will grow up. You will teach him with your note. Amen.
Amen.
Teach Bubu with your note. So with this note state, Bubu is ready to lay God's word. So you repent. Amen. After you have bought the cheesy, you go and buy extra carton, picnic carton. Armored it. You know me of armored? We are garrisoned by the power of God. Kept. Armored. Sorry. And bammed. We also does 6-in-1 lecture theater notes. Our lecture theater 6-in-1. Remember? 6-in-1. Like, pa, pa, pa. Tick. Not all these things they are doing nowadays that is so jeko. See notes. Not start giving you those books. Which book do you so read and all that? Note. Tick. Awesome. Amen. Or just frame it in a photo album. No, imagine somebody will spend money on photo album. That's why you spend money on your church note. Frame it like you know that tick cover of photo album. Wedding album. That's what I'm talking about. Sorry, I've spent 5 minutes on photo album. Where are we? Verse 23, 24. So I said these stories were not written because of the exploit, okay, but because of faith in Christ. So all this why, it looks like faith made them do positive things alone. Now, see 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused. So based on faith, this one refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. So you see this one, faith made him forsook a cozy place, a cozy palace. Now that means faith is not only about if things are going fine in the physical. Faith can make you say no to a job that will not give you time for God. That is secondary. But the primary thing is faith. Faith. Faith made him forsook a status. Some even say that he's already marked as the next Pharaoh. Moses. He was already marked as the next Pharaoh. But by faith, he forsook it all. Was that day that he went to deliver the Israel from one Egyptian? That was the day he has resolved in his mind that I'm not part of these people. Praise God. So that means I don't, in the physical, I don't look at whether, because if you look at Moses now, running from Egypt, running to the wilderness, and say, this one, God has forsaken him. See this one, your life is done. But that's faith. Praise God. Now, see 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as what? Seeing him who is invisible. Amen. Has seen Christ. Wow. So, all those things, they are secondary. The primary thing that is hidden there is faith. 28. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the first one should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as dry land, which the Egyptians are trying to do, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. 31, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when he had received the spies with peace. Wow. Same faith, right? You see Abraham, you see Rahab. What's the common denominator? Faith. Say faith. Now, let me show you something from this verse 31. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not. So, what is the problem of the people in Jericho? Unbelief. That means Israel coming to them, Israel first came to them with a message of faith. When they send the spies, that is like a message of faith to the land. So that means their destruction was not God, it is their unbelief. Unbelief. That's the wall of Jericho that fell down flat. So faith is the hidden factor. Faith received or faith rejected. Okay, thank you. 32. And what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith, what happened? Subdue kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtain promises, stop the mouth of lions, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, after witness were made strong, wax valiant in fight, yes, turn to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they may obtain a better resurrection. Now, all those ones look like positive. Look at verse 36. All those ones look like, okay, everything is positive. Okay, so if faith is present, that means everything will be good. Well, yes, but 36. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yeah, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. Let me ask you this question. How many of you here, your parents support you coming to this church, this type of church? Let me, actually, I have some people now. At least my wife. How many of you, your parents support you coming here? Jesus. You should have five at least. Try. Vivi, awesome. Your mom is a woman of God. And three. Two. Let me have five. Ah. Boomy. Yeah. Chai. There is God, though. So, like, my wife was telling me about some of our believer brethren. Is it Kaduna? He said that he was in training and couldn't continue. He said his dad must not meet him, catch him, even listen to our message. He said why? He said that church. He made a mistake. He thought the father our salvation 1-6. So he now goes to pastor. Father said, no, this is your church. No. He said the day he caught him preaching the gospel or something. He said the father beat him. I didn't think he's a small boy. You know, picking somebody like defend like this. Hallelujah. So that means I'm just saying, well, the presence of faith does not always mean everything will be what? Rosy. Oh no. See verse 37. Okay, and they were stoned, they were sunder, tempted, slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. Like the few scum of the world, like Vivian, we said, they wandered in deserts, in mountains, in dens, and in caves of the earth. Negatives, but the same faith. Say same faith. So if I see a believer that maybe because he comes to church, everything, he doesn't have money, should I disdain him? Should I disdain him? Praise God. Okay, I think I said it in a way, in this place. Let's keep going. 39, and this all, haven't obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise. Verse 40, once ago, God having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Of course, talking about the resurrection of Christ. That means all of them, they will have to wait for the resurrection of Christ, which we are benefiting from today. So, how do I find God's will in the Bible? Stick with... Okay, let me wait. You are writing? Right. I just said that they all have to wait for the resurrection of Christ, okay? What we are enjoying today, yeah, for their faith to be perfect. That's why Christ is called the author and the finisher of faith. Author from Abel, finisher in the resurrection. Author and finisher. Okay, thank you. So, now, how do I find God's will in the Bible? I stick with man's words in agreement with what is written. Again, I will say it in another way. How do I find God's will in the Bible? I will stick with man's words in agreement with what was written before him about Christ. I will stick with man's word in agreement with what was written before him about Christ, about the Christ, about the Christ, about the Christ. That means I'm saying Abel will have to rely on an information given to Abraham for faith. People, Noah will have to rely on Abel progressively like that. I'm coming. Well done. So, the Bible is not confusing. Please, what I'm trying to say. The Bible is not confusing. It's not confusing. The Bible is not confusing. The actions are of men, okay? The actions, they are of men. Say the Bible is not confusing. Say the Bible is not confusing. So the actions, they are of men. That's the point. But in looking for God, focus on utterances. In looking for God, focus on what he said. Okay, let me explain what I just said earlier, which I didn't want to go too deep to right now. I'm saying Abel will have to rely on the word that Abraham received for faith. Then people after Abel, they will rely on Noah, for instance, rely on Abel, rely on Abraham. Rely on Abel, rely on Adam. Okay, people after Noah too, Abraham will now have to rely on what all of them said for faith. Are you with me? Then that means Abraham, for instance, we have to remember everything before him for faith. Praise God. So there will always, that is, faith is man's agreement with God's word, with what was said before him, right? Yeah, it must be said before. Faith is not just what you develop yourself. It is always written before. Okay, we'll get to that later. So the Bible is not confusing. The actions are of men. What confuses us most times is the actions. Say, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. You are focusing on the wrong thing. It's a wrong focus. That's not the action of God, which we have studied before. So in looking for God, focus on utterances. God is responsible for what people say, not what they did. Okay. Somebody say, what are you saying? Even you, everything you did yesterday, is God responsible for everything? Say the truth, though. Everything you did yesterday now, is God responsible for everything? Everything. It's like you overcharged a man yesterday. Is God responsible for that? Just try and understand what I'm trying to say. So I said, you will find God in what they say, okay? What they say, not what they did. So clearly in Hebrews 11, some saw the miraculous, some never did. But everybody said the same thing. Everybody said something in response to God's message. Some saw the miraculous, some didn't. But everybody said something in response, in affirmation, in agreement to God's message. So let this guide your Bible study. Let this guide your Bible study. Don't focus on effects. Very soon we'll study the Old Testament more and we'll see much more. Don't focus on effects. Like, for instance, let's 1 Samuel 17. Let me just give you an example today. Don't focus on what they did. Focus on what they said. 1 Samuel 17. Please ensure your neighbor opens his Bible. Tell him to help him to open. Help him to get it. 1 Samuel 17. I'll close him. 17 verse 42. Okay, and when the Philistines looked about, please, I'll be fast with this. You should know the story. And saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistines said, 1 Samuel 17, 43 now. Okay, unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staffs? And the Philistines cursed David by his God. And the Philistines said to David, that come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, unto the beasts of the field. Let's read verse 45 slowly. Want to go? Yes. Said David to the Philistines, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast. Guess what? That is where God's action stops. He said, you came to me with a physical weapon, right? I come to you in the name of the Lord. Is that what we do in preaching the gospel to unbelievers? Hello? Praise God. Is that what you do in preaching the gospel? He said, any house you enter, that is Matthew chapter 10, he said, tell them that peace be unto this house, right? We come in the name of the Lord, right? You shall not see me until you say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, right? Remember? So, that's what we do. But, so anything after this, anything you read after this is framed by David. What we just read now, that is where God's actions stops. God is responsible for what he said. Now, what he did afterwards is not God's deed. That is David's perimeter. So, of course, after that, you know what happened. And now, see the next thing, though. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee. You see? And I will take your head from you. Hallelujah. Is God there? Hello? God has escaped from verse 45. Or you think this is an holy fight? Do you know the name of somebody's head? Some of you think the killings in the Bible are holy. They are not holy. That's like Peter, that's when they want to arrest Jesus. Peter picks his words. Peter says, think they are insults. That say, Marcus, get down, cut the air. What Jesus says, put your sword back. They that live by the sword, they perish by the sword. And he pricked the ear. He what? So if Jesus was there when God, David caught the head of Goliath, what will happen? Carried the head. Say, that's our God. So now, you are seeing how to read the Bible without reading rubbish. You don't read, you know, later James 1:23 will now tell you that the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. I know the same Philistines, I mean, same Israel, they all still went to captivity. So that you kill Goliath is not the, it's not the victory. The victory is that this man, he knew God. Hallelujah. And later he became better. He now said, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not kill, whether enemy or anybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I am godly smart in my study of the Bible. So, please, man's, of course, I don't want to read the rest of the story. Of course, he actually caught the head. Yeah? He cut off the head. And you cannot find one of the fruit of the Spirit that he used to do that. Now, so, those are no longer God's action. Now, please start, just write as much as you can write. I will just analyze that for you and we close. So, man's expression follows God's action. Please write down each word clearly. Man's expression will now follow God's action. Man's expression will now follow God's action. Faith is God's gift. God is responsible for faith. That is Ephesians 2 verse 8 for you. For we are saved by grace through faith. It's not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. So faith is God's gift. It's a gift of God. And what is faith? What he said. What he said. That is what God is responsible for. So many secondary expressions are not the making of God. Many of those secondary expressions, okay, they are not God's making. They can be good or evil. They can be good or bad. The secondary expressions can be good or bad. Now, this is the question. What defines a secondary expression as good or bad? God's character. That's a rhetorical question. I'm asking and I'm answering. So what defines a secondary action as either good or bad? God's character. Let me explain right now. That means I'm a believer, therefore I pray that my enemy should die. That is a bad expression based on a good confession. Are you with me? I'm a believer, so I pray that my enemies, people who are not, like Brashim is saying now, you open a shop, okay, people who are not allowing me to sell, let them die. That is a bad expression based on what? A good confession of Christ. Are you with me? But I'm a believer, but I pick Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, right? Love them that despisefully use you and persecute you. I do that. That is a good expression based on the good words, confession. I know. Can you help me to write that down anywhere you can remember? I'm tired too. Sorry, I'm joking. So I said, what defines such as good or bad? God's character. So what is now taught in the New Testament? Galatians 5. What is now taught in the New Testament? That the expression of your faith agrees with the character of God. That's the point. That the expression of your faith now agrees with God's character. That is what the New Testament now clearly teaches. That it's not enough for you to believe in Christ. Also, you must have good conduct based on that faith in Christ. So, that is the difference between the ministration of death and the ministration of righteousness. That's 2 Corinthians 3, you should know that. Ministration of death, ministration of righteousness. Almost there. Don't trip off. Don't trip off. Galatians 5. Well done. For we through the Spirit, verse 5, We through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Verse 6 now says, for in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything. Are you with your Bible? Galatians 5 verse 6. In Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by. Faith which worketh by. Faith which worketh by. So, how should your faith work? By love. Their own faith can work by what? At times by anger, by killing people, by lots of things. So that's the difference. So that means the same Jesus that justifies in the New Testament is the same person that justifies where? In the Old Testament. The difference is now the expression. The expression based on their confession. I'm not doing rhymes, though. It is a coincidence. So the only difference is the expression, God's character. That's why in this church, of course, we are strong on God's character. Strong. Very strong. Very strong. Because once you force that, once you force God's character, that's how we do all the breaking dividing walls. Once you force God's character, then there's no New Testament. Same Christ in Genesis, same Christ in Matthew, same Christ in Ephesians. So, but what changed? God's character became clearer. So man's expression became better. Amen, amen. So, see, back to 2 Corinthians 4:13. So, faith which worketh by love, not wrath, not by anger, not by killing anyone. Not by killing anyone. Pastor, are you saying I should not pray for my enemies to die? What if somebody pray that you die too? You know, if you're my enemy, you know, what if you are the enemy of Dr. DK? You know, you are gone. Finished. You know, Dr. DK. There is no such power in Christ to kill people. It's not in Christ. It's not in Jesus. If it's there, Jesus would have given you an example. I say, Pilate, come. I will make you an example of what my power can do. Come here. Come here. Herod, you kill John the Baptist. You kill John the Baptist. Now I will show my power. John, stretch forth your hand. Tell him to wither. Herod, wither. And those are our heroes in the Old Testament. You remember the story of the young prophet and the old prophet. Say, and I say, stretch forth your hand. Young wither that no. Where Jairus, don't share power there. I'm coming. Let me quickly finish. See, 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken, we also believe, therefore speak. Now, see, put your hand there, put your eyes there. Look at it. According as it is what? That means that is a quotation. So the first one is a quotation from Psalm 116 verse 10. Rather than your Bible, Psalm 116 verse 10. That's why it's saying, I believe, therefore have I spoken. That's Psalm 116 verse 10. So because of the prophet's confession, Paul too now said, I too, we too. We also what? We believe, therefore we speak. So both us and them, what is common? We believe faith, that means in our hearts and in our mouth. So you believe and you spoke, but your difference is that you believe, you spoke, and you walk in love. I believe, I spoke, I walk in love. I believe, I spoke, I walk in love. I believe, I speak, and I walk in love. I believe, I speak, and I walk in love. They, at times, they believe they spoke, but at times they acted anyhow. That's what happens at times. At times they believe they spoke and they acted anyhow. That is why if you study, even the prophets, they became better. Later, prophets now became more of people who talk. Not before, prophets before. Abraham is a prophet. He didn't write much. But Moses tried. Moses tried. Samuel, I didn't know what he wrote. But David wrote Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. They now knew that, oh, we must write much about Jesus Christ. Praise God. They spoke much. So they believed, but at times they acted anyhow. And of course, our own confession is also clearer. So our own confession is also clearer. Our own confession is also clearer. Our own confession is also clearer. 15 minutes, I'll be done. So you are not a believer because of the exploit of faith, but because of the confession of faith. Please. You are not a Christian because of the exploit of faith, but because of the confession of faith. You are not a Christian because of the exploit, but because of the confession. For some of you, we have to forsake things. Some of you, there will be exploits. Times we endure things, but that does not change who we are. At times you have to forsake juicy opportunities because of your gaze on the spiritual. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I just felt the power of God there. Glory to God. So we must exalt the confession of Christ more than the exploit by Christ. Write that down. Very key. We must exalt the confession of Christ more than the exploit by Christ. That's why even when we have, of course, we have testimonies of great things that happens in our outreaches, we don't exalt it beyond the word of God. We don't. We must exalt the confession of Christ more than the exploit by Christ. So because permit me to use that phrase. So this is the difference between Christianity and Christian idol worshipping. Christian idol worshipping. That's the difference. By the time you are worshipping miracles, worshipping this, worshipping that, worshipping that. That is idol worshipping in church. Same as sonship. It's enough expression. Oh, maybe enough confession, whichever. Okay, almost there. Romans 10. We don't hype our experience more than our confession. Please, we don't. I just got a new car. That is not the Christian confession. Oh, I just, you know, remember those days that choir, we shall go to do housewarming for people. Christians, what for? Housewarming. Let me build a house. We go and dance there. Me, I shall build that clef. You know clef? Go. Because at times, this is the point, okay? Maybe you got a new car. This one just lost his job. This one just got promotion. This one just got sacked. By the time you are sharing your own as the victory in church, what are you trying to say? That this one, are you with me? Does not have victory. Are you with me? That is why in coming to church, we don't hype those physicals. Oh, I am healed. Awesome. Glory to God. But somebody is still trusting God, right? Are you with me? So when you can, even that we can talk about it, but it will just be, it will not be that. It's just everything is systematic. It is deliberate. That's the job of the preacher. You moderate everything. Ensure the confession of Christ is more than our volume of the exploits. Someone is still trusting God, and you are there. Someone is still trusting God, about to get there. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. People have been discouraged more by testimonies in church than encouraged. Let me tell you the truth. That's the truth, though. People have been discouraged more by testimonies in church. Discouraged more. Okay. And of course, according to 1 Corinthians 11, by the time we exalt our experiences more, we disdain believers. That's the point. And we sin against Christ. We disdain believers and we sin against Christ. When we exalt our experiences more, we disdain believers. We end up disdaining believers and sin against Christ. So, guys, due to the situation of the world, there will always be those who have more than others. Due to the situation of the world, there will always be those who have more than others, those with fortunate and unfortunate circumstances. But right here, we are all sons of God. Amen. 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 Say we are all sons of God. You have to tell that to your neighbor. Amen. You tell him, you are a son of God. Say you are a son of God. Tell someone, eyeball, you are a son of God. Say that's our status. Say we are all sons. Say, tell somebody, say it doesn't matter how much is in your account. Your status here is that you are a son of God. Yeah, that's the status here. Are you with me? Yeah, that's the status here. You are a son of God. Even in church, we don't do graduate, master, PhD, doctor. Yeah, we are sons of God. That's what we exalt. We don't do married or engaged or unengaged. No, we are sons of God. Amen. So I said, due to the situation of the world, you have seen that already. There will always be those who have more than the others, fortunate, unfortunate circumstances. But right here, we are all sons of God. Equal rights. Say we have equal rights. Say we have equal rights. Say no exceptions. Imagine Rahab and Abraham were spoken of in the same light. Imagine. I'm serious. So go back to Romans 10, verse 8. After that, I have just two scriptures. Romans 10, verse 8. But what seeth is the word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is rich unto how many? Come on, unto how many? Say all. Say God is rich unto all. Say God is rich unto all. No, that slaps that theology of special selection, special. Say, God is rich unto all that call upon him. Amen. Amen. Next verse. Want to go for say whosoever. Come on. Are you not a preacher? Those are shouting verses. Amen. If you always don't preach the gospel, when you preach, if you are always on the street preaching the gospel, just we excite you. Amen. You meet a man smoking ganja, or you meet somebody in a brothel, or you meet somebody, you know, you don't even understand his life. It looks tattered. It doesn't look in Christ. It's not sooty like Brad Pius. Bible says whosoever. Say whosoever. Say whosoever. Glory! No, for a believer, that means you always have audience, amen? Hey, you are never audience-less. No, I say, now we cannot preach the gospel. Everybody is building a gate on the house. Oh, are you sure it's everybody has a gate in the house, amen? Let me tell you the truth. Eh? People who live in those gate houses, they are not, I think they are two, three. Yeah, those fence houses, big houses. Plenty of people don't live inside. You know where people live? Slums, amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know the place called Masaka. No, leave. Is it Sutush? Go to Jiku. I didn't know. There's a place they call after that and Liberty Junction, like that. Far place. That place that is far. What is his name? BRG. Say those are the men that Jesus died for. Hallelujah. Say whosoever. Why would you say there's nobody to preach to? Come on, whosoever. For the same Lord is rich. He's rich. Amen, amen, amen. Unto all that call upon him. That's God's riches. God's riches as we preach the gospel. God's riches. God's riches. So, that is what we celebrate here. That is what we hype high. Galatians 3, verse 25. Remember, keyboard, when you are done with Galatians 3. Galatians 3:25. Please open this if you have not opened anything since angel. You open this. Of course, there's somebody there that's not opening anything since Galatians 3:25. We are done today. We just sing that song again, that my faith says I'm a son of God. That's the point. That's what my faith says. So, see Galatians 3:25. But after that faith is come, are you there? We are no longer under a schoolmaster. Amen. Come on, why don't read that again to yourself? Say, after faith is come, I am no longer under a schoolmaster. Say, no enforcer here. Amen. That's God's action. Okay, 26. For you are all the children of God. Wow. By faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Say, I'm a son of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Now, 27. For as many as of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, no Yoruba, no Hausa, no Fulani. Which tribe do you come from? No Kogi. Which tribe do you come from? No Egba. Which tribe do you come from? No Ijebu. No. If you are from where? No Idoma. I didn't think you are Yoruba. Eric Tor. There's no Tor. Amen. There's no. I don't know your tribe. That's the meaning. I don't. There's no. Amen. Say there's no. Yeah. So there's no Jew, no male or female. Amen. You see, after this, that they say that the female does not climb the pulpit. Huh? They are, those are not churches. Those are shrines. Plus, you are exalting things beyond Christ. What is your issue? Are you in the mocks? That's a mocks. It's in the mocks that the woman don't pray in church. Don't pray in mocks, right? She prays where? At all. Say, this church. God's children. This church. No male or female. Talk, and that is talking about Genesis 1. See, in him, male or female are all created in Christ. Hallelujah. Equal identity. Say equal identity. If you like to be sick and you have a female that is filled with the Holy Ghost, don't allow her to pray for you. You go. I go. No, sorry, Grace was saying something new. We said this is heaven. You have to believe it, though. Equal acceptance. Do what they said that will happen in heaven is that everybody, all race, every tribe, everybody will stand as one. So what are we doing here right now? We stand as what? As one. Some people have buy here. Some people does not have ears. Some people have rented ears. Some people have abandoned ears. Some people have gray ears. Some people have everything. We stand as one. Alan to stoke over and Zaget as the Vabandel. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, there is neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female, for you are all one. Where? In Christ Jesus. For if you be Christ, and if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the. That means Abraham's seed, they are not male. Hope you know, for instance, in their wrong expression, they deliberately remove female from the genealogies. That is negative. When Christ came, he corrected that. He put a woman there. Oh, glory to God. Go and read the account of Jesus. He didn't just put any woman. He put the worst woman there. He now put there and said, no, women should be there. Say, this is Christ. Say, this is where we are. This is the Father's house. You are saying, woman cannot do one as well. Go and read about Catherine Kuman. Can you not share? Can you not share? This is Christ. We are in Christ. That is why I'm talking like this. It's because this is Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:13. Sorry, before 1 Corinthians 12, same Galatians, 4:7 now said, 4:7. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So, why is he calling both male and female son? That means sonship talks about inheritance. That means we all have access to all that the Father has. We all have access to all that the Father has. We all. Say we all. That's the meaning of son. Okay? Son is somebody that receives the inheritance of the Father. So son there is not used just for a biological male child. It's used for someone that inherits all the Father, the property of the Father. So I can lay claim on God. Because it is mine. You're not laying claim on what does not belong. You're not doing a boju. You're not claiming what does not belong to you. You are laying claim because it's yours. So when you speak in affirmation of that, you are laying claim on what is yours. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, First Corinthians 12 right now. Last scripture. Please open. Everybody, open. 1 Corinthians 12, 13. 1 Corinthians 12, 13. For by one spirit. Say one spirit. Say one spirit. Come on, some joy in the Holy Ghost. Hey, man. One spirit. Say one spirit.
One spirit.
Let's not catch the flow. There's exams today. Yeah. Say one spirit. Anios to go varandekit. Lindos to go vapandados. Wow, we got out there. One spirit. One spirit. One spirit. One spirit. I will walk in them. I will dwell in them. I will be their God. They shall be my people. One spirit. Christ, righteousness. One spirit. Temple of God. One spirit. One spirit. Temple of God. Where God dwells. Leonios of Yato. One spirit. One spirit. One spirit. For by one spirit. Yeah, thank you. You're already in tongues. That's awesome. Are you all baptized into one body? Whether we be Jew or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, we have all been made to. Rashmi, are you looking at that? We have been made to drink into how many? Say, I've been made. Say, I've been made. Say, I've been made. Say, when I heard the message, I've been made to drink into one spirit. Life in Christ is more real than reality. Landiosta, but came to Rante Londos to Van Emarantios, Van Bananio, Protrala, Data. So, in conclusion, to today, we continue on Tuesday. Now you know the character of God, okay? The character of God is good. It's good. Yes, faith in the Son is our destination. And from that destination, we do good things. Faith in the Son is our destination. And from that destination now, there is good works. There are good works. We do good things. We do good things. We do good things. Remember Hebrews 11, he said, by faith, they frame the world by their words. The words were framed by the word of God. Their ages were framed by the word of God. So we too, today, in Christ, when we say things like, a word of men filled with the Spirit, what are we doing? That is one of the expressions of our faith. See what is happening? David and the Israel, they will express their faith. They will kill enemies, kill Philistines. We, in the expression of our faith, what will we do? We will save men. Are you with me? We will save men. Remember there was a time that an angel went to the camp of the Assyrians and killed 187,000 soldiers. No, that's not us. We don't reign by death, we reign by life. Amen? Amen? So, primary in the expression of our faith, we preach the gospel, we get men saved. We get men filled. That's an expression of our faith. An expression from our from the destination that we have. Better confession, better expression. Ooh. Also, we frame healing for our bodies and for others. signs shall follow them that believe. That believe, right? Now, these are the expressions that follow that follows believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, these are normal things to you, okay? Somebody comes to you that they are sick. You don't give post-dated check. For both for yourself and for people around you. So, like I said earlier, because seeing your realities, we don't do that enough. And I want us to change as a church. If you walk into a place where believers are, there is no church meeting, no. You should just miss them talking. Not gossiping, talking their realities. Please, don't say I know it. Say it. I beg you. Do you know why? This is the last thing I will say. Do you know why? So that the day you now need healing is not look mechanical. Huh, do you get that? So that the day you now need to do things, the day you now need to walk in power, it's not look like you are calling what is not yours. If once you are already used to I am righteous, just go one day, 1 hour, wake up in the night, I am born righteous. The power of God is working here. I'm born righteous. I exist for giving. Say it. Don't say I know it. Say it. I beg you, say it. So the day you now need to speak to your body, body, you are healed. Body, you cooperate with it. It will flow effortlessly. It will not look like you are trying to say what is not. Because you're already used to right speaking. Hallelujah. Is that clear, everybody? So start revving up your words right now. Let's take a valley, take a lantis, Lomanus, Gafala, Shatak, a villa to Rantilos, Latica Polandos, Abati Prota, Lassiga Valantico, La Palastica Valorantema. Please, right now, don't speak in tongues, speak words. I'm righteous. If you don't know what to say, just open Ephesians 1:1-15. Everything there you can be saying. I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings. I'm blessed. I am abundant in Christ. These are the Christian confession. I know you have been taught that you should say, claim the money coming to me now. That is an idol worshipping confession. That is the same thing they say in the mosques and the idol worshipping temple. The key here, what is celebrated here, is that affirmation of what Christ has done. La bala manas to give you run, take a land, tell no son, don't you run, and to governor. Please speak words. No tongues. Just speak words right now. Speak words. Say it until you know, understand you are saying it. I am righteous. I'm a son of God. There is no fear of death here. There's no fear of hell here. No fear of failure here. I progress in the Lord. I was brought by God. I am led by the Spirit of God. I am a son of God. There is no condemnation for me. I exist justified. I walk in the Spirit. I don't walk in the flesh. I exist in the Spirit, so I walk in the Spirit. More volume and be upstanding. More volume. Thank you. More volume. Are you ashamed of who you are? If you don't say it loud in church, where will you say it? I am forgiven. Accept them. Say it. If you believe it, say it. Case closed. I'm a son of God. My experience does not define who I am. Brethren, you are seeing more money. You are still doing a dry jack. I say it. I am born of God. Practice confession right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Speak, 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 speak. Speak, speak, speak. You are not claiming this. You are saying who you are. This is not claiming. I beg you, don't play gentleman. Don't play gentleman. I beg of you. Don't play gentleman right now. La baladosa. Abretekele ozata. La sege bilara teta te. La ke balada doza. Imbrancheteza. I am a minister of the gospel. I'm a minister of the gospel. I lay claim of what is mine. Huh? God's business is my business. I am never tired of this. I am never tired of this. I am the one that heals the sick. I am the one that raised the dead. Say those words. They are Bible words. There is no fear here. I am not the oppressed. I am the one that delivers others. I have been rescued from the kingdom of darkness. Now I am in the kingdom of his dear son. In life, head or tail, I always win. I am not subject to time and chance. I live beyond time. I was born from above. I was born from the region when there is no time. So time compressed with me. I function perfectly in all that is mine. Ha! Ha ha! Alabate basta bateta. Okay, workers, ministers, just speak one of our name members and edify them with the same words. Amen. I mean, you get what I'm trying to say. Pick members, pick others. And edify with the same words. No, don't relax. Come on, the same loud words. Amen. You tell you are born righteous. We are born righteous. You pray in tongues, you interpret. Don't pick yourself here. Go and find somebody to pick at the back. Amen. Allah grevrava bababante kevrande stogo vashatala brante lance gebaus. Come on, let's do that for 5 minutes. Come on. Allah mananos te gebilirande malimolomalama ketele bante gebila se gebila prantanta tatete. Labrador, sober, healing is not difficult right now. It's not difficult right now. It's a gathering of sons. Good things happen to us. Labrador, zata. Labrador, take a bilambande, all under the day. My words agree with my identity. La bila sege bila rabati la ba da 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 da. La pite te osa. Ibolante la zebo ba da da da. Thank you. La bila zetele brate saga bila zeke palate ta ta ta. Kapiste ke pilantoze. Limbrete la zetele zeta. Pastor ministers, ensure everybody is well catered for. Ensure everybody is well catered for. Come on. Ensure. Any money else we give you the rent? Tell us. These are the Christian confession. I know you have been taught to say, I have a new car, I have a new job, I have a new husband, everything. Say who you are in Christ. Make this your call. Make this your call confession. Make this your call words. Your call words. Your call words. Lembra chotoza. Limbritele zekete lata. Stege bilan runto le male yam bendana. Mana seteo. La mane o sepo te te te. Limbi zepios. Limbi pepe te te. Limbo la sepile sepile pe te peos. Basta que para te que pida Deus. Limbolandi los ote te te te. La brates te que pila te que bala te que bala nos. Zepola, zepola, chala, no, 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 son dama, chanta, malen, dodo, dodo. Bala manamo zonto manamo lemo zonto bala ranta manamo koteolos. 2 more minutes. La brelendo la keteles te gavo papa te ke pila te ke post te ke pala shete ke pala. Faith. Faith is a common denominator. Faith is a common denominator, guys. It's faith. We have the same spirit of it. We have the same spirit of it. This primary, we are sons of God. We have the same spirit of it. Le bala bada 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 bao. Se pila se ke pila rapache bale mo se te ke pila kapale ke se te. Ibre se ke pala katala ba zatala brocha la male mos. Impo pa te ke pila zatala brocha la mos. Unto male makante la makanteos. Le pa pa te po po le mos. Unto male brocho male mos. Unto. Impro cho male mos. Unto male mos. Unto male mos. Unto male male yukos. Unto makapolea. In patela zentelema zentemalema sunto makaprache malema sentos. Intelebo soto palaprache malema santa malama gitelema sentos. In popale malema soto palaprache malema sunto malema cantelema sentos. In pola teke pola satala pracha lakatao. Limbola sito parante malke polante kelios untori maze polante ke palanteos. Libro ba bala 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 bala. Libala antes uto male broncho male ante santa male antes uto lakati da dasa. La bada katala rada bala bate kostu kopala shatala bate kepala stegao. Limbracha katala mazantale azatole astegevila rantese kota bashatao. Libro Chalama Zatalama. Choir, come. Alamalama Sentemakam Protamala Seto Chateau. Ibu Pati, so Pati Bosoke Pila Zetili, Gibridge Kipa. Alaba Zatalama Zopalera Soto Balaba Shataka Pala Catalava Zatabigipal. Lambranch Alamalamos, Antoma Lebrocha Malamos, Zatanek and Pilos. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Just keep speaking, praying tongues. Mashen de genatos balati ketoshki. Brother the balatoski, I'm a man loud on my realities in Christ. I'm loud on this. I am loud. I have a